Free. Call 1-800-900-5724. These cutting-edge, hunger-smashing smoothies are clinically tested to help you lose weight, over a pound a week, as part of your diet plan. That's why we're offering anyone who calls today a free 2-week trial of our powerful, clinically tested smoothies.
You can even get free shipping.
This is your chance to see real weight loss
and change your life.
Try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks, and we'll also send you our best-selling blender bottle absolutely free. Call 1-800-900-5724. Ask how you can even get free shipping. That's 1-800-900-5724.
Hi, St. Louis. This is the roofer for Lane House Construction. And I want to tell you, Lane House Construction is now an official sponsor of the St. Louis Rams. Also, I want to invite you to come visit us at our new Lane House Construction Party Porch. The Party Porch is a great place for Ram fans to hang out before the game. Remember, Lane House Construction is your local team for roofing, siding, windows, and gutters, and we're A-plus rated members of the BBB. So give us a call at 314-845-2166 or in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000 or lanehouseconstruction.com.
If you can hear my voice on the radio, Window World will come out and give you a free in-home estimate. Window World Windows, started by two North County guys who met in college, and they have grown Window World into the number one remodeler in Missouri and the number 36 nationwide by Qualified Remodeler Magazine. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800, 0% financing through January 2014. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800 or windowworldst.louis.com.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
For a second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
It's the Big 550 KGRS. Paul Harris handling the Friday afternoon responsibilities on the large morning show in the afternoon every week from 3 till 6. Thanks for listening. You can also follow me on Twitter at Paul Harris Show and check out my website at harrisonline.com. And a picture of the day today, I have a link to this web series that Jerry Seinfeld has been doing called Comedians in Cars with Coffee, which is basically him showing off these classic old cars. The one this week is a 1970 Rolls-Royce, and he's done some other old cars, like an original Volkswagen Beetle and real vintage cars. And then he goes and talks to vintage comedians. He did one with Ricky Gervais, one with Larry David, one with a couple of other guys who I'd never heard of. This week's is the best one he's done, because some of them have been really over self-indulgent.
Right.
This week's he has Mel Brooks and Carl Reiner.
Wow.
The two guys behind The 2,000-Year-Old Man and Blazing Saddles and Get Smart and the Dick Van Dyke Show and that sort of stuff. And I didn't know this, but these two guys have known each other. Brooks and Reiner have known each other for 62 years. They've been good, close friends who live near each other. And since their wives died a few years ago, Carl Reiner is like 90 and Mel Brooks is 85 or 86 years old. Since they live near each other, every single night, Mel Brooks goes over to Carl Reiner's house at like 8 o'clock, and they have dinner and watch Jeopardy and movies.
Oh, that's cool. Funny.
You know, they have TV trays that they pull up in front of there. Like two old people, which is what they are, sitting there and they're doing that. So the idea of this week's, I think, was that Jerry Seinfeld would just go have lunch somewhere or get coffee with Carl Reiner. And Carl Reiner mentioned this thing about Mel Brooks and invited him, you know, why don't you come to the house tonight? So he goes and he brings over some stuff from a famous deli in Los Angeles called Nate and Al's. He brings over, you know, turkey sandwich, roast beef sandwich, corned beef sandwich, pastrami sandwich, soup, and all that sort of stuff. And the three of them sit around in the living room. And they watch a little Jeopardy, and they tell stories. And Mel Brooks, of course, is doing shtick. And it is so entertaining. I strongly recommend it. I've got a link to it right now on my website, Harris Online. Facebook.com is the picture of the day. All right, let's play the challenge for today. For that, we need contestants. 969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone star KTRS. And as always, if you've played in the last, 180 days, we've only done it 2 weeks. But if we've played in the last 180 days, don't call today, because we're trying to get new people through the system here. We don't want to just have the same people. And Dan has, by the way, a very intricate caller ID thing hooked up to our phone lines now.
Right. Oh,
where,
yeah.
Where you are immediately disqualified. Mm-hmm. We're actually trying to run this through the Siri system on the new iPhone 5 so that when you call, we not only know who you are, but how many minutes you have left on your data program.
Oh, that's nice.
Did you see the people lined up in West County yes. this morning?
Oh, no. They've been insane. Like weeks, some of them have been there. Some city. It's amazing.
Why would you line up for something that is going to continue to be on sale tomorrow?
I don't know.
I talked to my daughter at college earlier today, and she said, this woman down the hall just screamed out, the iPhone's here. She had gotten it in the mail. She had pre-ordered it last week. So why are people waiting in line overnight at a mall?
Maybe they think it's fun. I don't get it.
That is not my definition of fun.
Mine either.
Sitting in a mall. You know what?
Lines.
It's hard for me to get up and go to a mall and just walk around to go to West County, which is,
yes.
by the way, celebrating 10 years of being very successful here since they redesigned it and rebuilt it. But going to the Apple Store at West County, here's me. Park, walk in, go directly to Apple Store, purchase whatever I need or talk to the people at the Genius Bar, leave, exit the mall. That's how much time I spend in malls. I just am not a mall person, so I can't imagine what it's like to spend overnight there waiting for one product to go on sale. That's not going to be sold out, by the way. You might not be able to get it the first day, but, you can buy an iPhone for, the next forever.
Yep.
Yeah, and I heard it's not really a whole lot of different.
It's a bigger screen, and it's got the new operating system, but I have an iPhone 4S, and I downloaded the new operating system a couple of nights ago. Took several hours to do because it's so big and has so much cool stuff on it. But, I just don't get it. All right, so let's play the Harris Challenge. Here's contestant number one. Hello, Julie.
Hello.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, get to exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
I had a very unsuccessful root canal today, and I'm on some Vicodin, so this should be fun.
Unsuccessful?
Oh.
What do you mean unsuccessful?
They could only get two roots. They couldn't get the third one.
Oh.
Been right there, Julie. I understand totally.
Oh, God.
Well, you didn't go to the doctor who uses toothpicks to do that, did you?
No.
Mine gave up. He's like, we're here. We're going to refund this money because we can't do it.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never heard of this before. I've had a couple of root canals. And, in fact, my wife had to go for a root canal just this past Monday, maybe like a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she was telling me ahead of time, people tell me they're horrible. I said, maybe they were horrible once, but my experience has been you go in and it's no different than other dental
pain. Unless you have something weird like Julie must have had.
Yeah.
The third root goes two different ways. Yeah. Anyway, I have to go in next week. Anyway, damn it.
Julie, don't
Dust
worry.
On the air.
There's not a day that goes by that I don't get Bernice's voice in my head.
Okay.
So,
good to hear you, by the way, Paul.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that, Julie. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. It's got the questions and categories that we use for the Harris Challenge, and here come the three categories. Number one, 1980s TV dramas. Category two, multiple choice animals. Category three, not a multiple choice category. It's called Museum Field Trip. Which one would you like, Julie?
Multiple choice animals.
Okay. I love when people choose the multiple choice categories thinking it's going to make it easier.
Yes.
Yes.
It really doesn't, but that's okay. That's what you've chosen. Here's how the Harris Challenge works. If you get 8 points or better, you win fabulous prizes. If you get 7 points or less, I have to punish you. We have punishment music always standing by, but at the other end of the spectrum, the good end of the spectrum, we also have standing by the prize man.
Yay! The prize man!
Right!
right, Paul, we have a $15 LTO Pepe gift certificate.
That's right, LTO Pepe in O'Fallon and St. Charles, Missouri. Authentic Mexican food from LTO Pepe.
Thank you, Tina. Wow. We have Werenberg movie passes.
Any Werenberg movie theater in the St. Louis area.
That's right, Paul. And we have a Well Hungarians t-shirt for you.
All this, a prize package worth well over $1 million.
Yes. Yours, back to you, Paul.
Yours if you get it. Thank you, prize man. If you get at least 8 points, Julie, in the category multiple choice animals, let's play the Harris Challenge.
Okay.
How long is a baby blue whale at birth? 5 feet, 15 feet, or 25 feet?
25.
Correct. What is a baby bat called? Is it a battle, a pup, or a bit?
The third one.
You said bit, it's pup. How many insects does a toad eat over the course of a summer? 1,000, 10,000, or 100,000?
100,000.
10,000. What kind of animal is a winkle? Is it a sea snail, a tortoise, or a mouse?
Mouse.
Sea snail. How many years does a lobster have to grow before it weighs 1 pound? 3, 5, or 7?
5. 7.
Here's something interesting, Julie. On the first 4 questions, you answered the last choice on every one, which was correct on the first one, and then incorrect on the next 3. And then the last one, the last choice was the correct one, but you didn't choose it. You chose the one in the middle.
Oh,
Julie.
So I really wanted a mad Hungarian, or a well Hungarian. It's the Vicodin. What can I say?
An Al Roboski shirt.
You know, you take too many of those Vicodins, you turn into a mad Hungarian. Yeah, you only got 1 point, though, Julie. I can't give you the shirt or the dinner or the movie tickets. I do have to punish you.
Okay.
But we're going to have a choice this week, a choice of 2 guys who each are famous for 1 movie and 1 movie only. The first one is Edward Furlong, who played John Connor in Terminator 2. We have him singing, or you can have Crispin Glover, who played George McFly on Back to the Future and nearly kicked David Letterman in the head one night.
Oh, McFly.
McFly?
Oh, yeah.
All right, here he comes. By the way, this is our own Dan Strauss on bass.
Nice. Thank you.
Sing it, Crispin.
You keep saying you got something for me.
Oh, my goodness.
That's something you call love, I confess.
If Tina can't sing tomorrow night, I say
you've been a mess where you should have been.
That's kind of how I sound.
And now someone else is getting all you.
Now his best Nancy Sinatra.
Oh, my God.
Watch. And that's just
right. Here comes my favorite part.
One of these days, it's going to turn out.
Wow. Great. That sounds painful.
That is Crispin Glover. That's even more annoying than his father's radio show on the FM station.
His father.
Oh.
Julie, I'm...
I got that.
Oh, the inside jokes are the best, aren't they? Julie, I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks
you
for
too.
Playing. Good luck with the tooth.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. I made myself laugh.
That was awesome.
Scott is our next contestant. Hi, Scott.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Transplant from Kentucky, big UK Wildcats fan. So looking forward to the Mizzou Kentucky game here in a couple of weeks.
Does that mean you're from Lexington?
No, I'm from Western Kentucky, Owensboro.
Oh, okay. Welcome to our town. We have 3 categories for you. 2 leftovers, 1980s TV dramas, or museum field trip. And your 3rd category we're adding now is struck by lightning.
Ooh. Oh, let's go with 1980s dramas.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock, Scott. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which show was conceived by Brandon Tartikoff with 2 simple words? MTV Cops.
How about Cops?
No, Miami Vice. Who played the title character on Remington Steele?
No idea.
All right, we'll pass on that one. What show starred Jameson Parker and Gerald McRaney as brothers and detectives? I'll point out now he chose the category of his own free will.
Yes, that's right.
You want to pass?
No idea. Pass.
What city was home to St. Eligius Hospital on the TV show St. Elsewhere?
What city was home?
Yeah, just take a guess at this point.
Yeah, no idea. Pass.
Which nighttime soap centered on the wine-making business and starred Jane Wyman?
Beavis and Butthead.
Oh, you know what? That's really, really wrong.
Wow.
Falcon Crest. St. Elsewhere was in Boston. Jameson Parker and Gerald McRaney were on Simon and Simon, and Pierce Brosnan was Remington Steele. And again, I'll point out, we don't force the category on you. You chose that one.
I did.
Feeling confident about the TV dramas, but not so much with 0 points. So, Scott, you could have Crispin Glover, or you could have Edward Furlong punish you. What'll it be?
Anything other than the last one.
That would mean we go to Edward Furlong. John Connor from the movie Terminator 2. Rolling. This is like you're in a karaoke bar at a rap party for Terminator 2.
That.
Yeah. No?
Not enough alcohol.
Okay, all right, that's enough. A quick little showbiz story about Edward Furlong. When the movie came out, I was scheduled to do an interview with him on my then morning radio show, which we promoted on the air all morning long for him to come on at 8:30 or so. Little punk never showed up.
Oh.
Jerk.
Well, he's been in all kinds of trouble since then.
Yes, he has. Apparently that singing career really didn't work out for him either. Scott, I'm sorry you didn't win. I hope you have a good weekend.
You too. Take care.
Thank you. Here's our third contestant. Hi, Al.
Good afternoon.
Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I used to be your official limo driver when you had your Middle of the Day, Middle of America show.
Oh, fantastic.
I'm currently driving limousines and party buses for St. Louis Transportation. For all your limo needs, call 314-344-1975.
Excellent. You know, Halloween right around the corner. Lots of people go out and do some drinking. That's a good time to have a professional driver take you where you need to go so you don't have to worry about being behind the wheel. And Al is your man. Okay, categories, Al, we have museum field trip, we have struck by lightning, and we have the president's kid is in trouble.
What's the last one again?
The president's kid is in trouble.
Museum
field trip. Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what city can you find a museum on the 6th floor of the Texas Book Depository?
Dallas
is right. What circus company has a museum in Sarasota, Florida?
Barnum and Bailey Circus.
I'm going to give it to you. Ringling Brothers, Barnum & Bailey. What city can you find a museum dedicated to the witch trials of 1692?
Salem,
Massachusetts, right. What large U.S. state is home to the National Cowgirl Museum and Hall of Fame?
Oklahoma.
Texas.
Oh.
What kind of classic American restaurant has a museum in its honor in Providence, Rhode Island? Classic American restaurant.
Steak and Shake.
It's not a brand.
Drive-In.
You said the drive-in?
Yes.
You should have said diner.
Oh.
The diner is what we were looking for there. Al, let's see. You got the 1, 2, and 3. That's only 6 points, Al. I'm sorry. Crispin or Edward?
I guess I'll take Crispin Glover from the Karaoke from Hell album.
Okay.
You keep lying when you're out of your truth, and you keep losing when you're not there.
Get this guy a laxative.
You keep saving when you're being shaken.
Why is he so angry?
I don't know. He's in pain.
That's just what they'll do.
one of these days, boots. I'm gonna walk.
Oh, hey, get those damn boots off, Biff.
Maybe because his wife throws his son over him.
Wow. You know what? Now I understand why Biff was beating this guy up all the time.
Yeah.
That was truly awful. Y'all have a great weekend.
You too, Al. Thanks for playing. Here's our third contestant and possible first winner. Hi, Todd.
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I got nothing. I'm glad to be off work and say hello to my girlfriend, Kristen, and hello to all of you guys.
All right, that's nice 5 seconds there. We have two categories left. We have Struck by Lightning or The President's Kid is in Trouble.
I guess I will take Struck by Lightning.
60 seconds on the clock, Todd. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what movie did Tim Robbins escape from a prison during a lightning storm?
Shawshank Redemption.
Correct. Which book and movie character had a lightning bolt on his forehead from when his parents were killed by an evil wizard?
Harry Potter.
Correct. Voldemort. What comic book superhero with a lightning bolt on his chest did Billy Batson become when he shouted Shazam?
The Flash.
Captain Marvel. In what movie did Bill Murray caddy for a clergyman who is hit by lightning?
Caddyshack.
Correct. What was the name of the scientist who harnesses the power of lightning to send Marty McFly back to the future?
Dr. Emmett Brown.
Correct. What are the chances we'd have Crispin Glover punishment music and the computer would spit out a Back to the Future question?
1.21 gigawatts.
And here's the good news. You don't get punished because you got 12 points there, Todd.
Yes.
Congratulations. So you're going to dinner and a movie and a T-shirt. Well, you don't go to a T-shirt, but you know what I mean.
You can wear the T-shirt.
Thanks for playing,
Todd. That's wonderful.
Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get that stuff.
All right.
Let's bring in our final contestant, and that's you, Dwayne.
How you doing, guys?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I am a communications technician, and I want to say hello to Tight Roll Joe.
What does that mean? What does that mean, communications technician? Because I think technically that's what we do.
Just about everything that an electrician won't do that's related to data, wireless.
Does that mean you're climbing poles?
Running cable?
Cabling, you name it.
The cable guy.
Alarm, video.
Okay, all right.
All right.
Yeah, this is all stuff that I could not do with a gun to my head. So I take my hat off to you, Dwayne. Let's see how you do with our final category of the day.
I just want to state I called for the 80s TV drama, so I don't know what I'm getting.
Well, I'll tell you what you're getting. You're getting The President's Kid is in Trouble. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Whose daughter was thrown out of Brown University for poor grades and was arrested for protesting? Was it Carter, Truman, or Clinton?
Clinton.
Carter's daughter, Amy. Whose son was involved in a savings and loan scandal that cost taxpayers $1 billion? Reagan, Ford, or Bush 41?
Ford.
Bush 41. His son, Neil. Whose daughter joined the cult of an Indian guru? Washington, Wilson, or Madison?
Madison. Yes.
Wilson. Margaret Wilson. Whose son spent 24 hours in jail for getting into a fist fight with a lawyer in a courtroom? Jefferson, Tyler, or Van Buren?
Tyler.
Sounds like the sort of thing a Van Buren would do, and it is. Whose son was married and divorced 5 times? JFK, FDR, or LBJ?
JFK.
You said JFK?
Yes.
You should have said FDR.
No!
Go! Dwayne, another goose egg up on the scoreboard today.
Not my forte.
No. Just like the singing of these guys. Before you go, you do have to be punished. I don't want to do this, you understand, Dwayne. This is federal law that forces me to do this, damn government. Would you like Edward Furlong or Crispin Glover?
Oh, I got to go Crispin Glover again.
Okay. You asked for it.
You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing. Keep thinking that you're gonna get burned.
If you saw this at a karaoke night, wouldn't you go to the bartender? Cut this guy off.
Yes.
And when it knows, you ain't got time to learn. And these boots are ready for walking, and that's just what they do. One of these days, these boots.
think he was behind me at a Rams game once. Dwayne, I'm sorry you didn't win. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Only one winner out of five people today. We'll try to do a better percentage next week when we do the Harris Challenge again. Friday afternoons at a quarter after five here on the Big 550 KTRS.
With another look at traffic, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oaklandine airborne traffic. How's it going, Tim?
Oh, I was ready to jump out this plane if I had to listen to that again. Sounded like the guy's having an enema, you know? It's trying to sing at the same time.
With friends like him.
Yeah, right. surprising thing downtown. We were down to one lane. Traffic was just a little slow at Jefferson. Now we've got two lanes opened up. And we're jammed back approaching Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 64, that's still slow between Kings Highway and McCausland. It's stop and go again between Mason and it looks like Timberlake Manor. And then from Clarkson up to the Boone Bridge, slow pockets. Do have an accident on westbound 70 at 79. We also have another accident that was on Page and Ashby. Westbound 70, that was looking good. 270 all the way out through Mid River Mall Drive. And now everything's backing up there. Eastbound 270 is still stop and go from McDonald through New Florissant. And we're looking at southbound 270 slowing, just approaching Ladue through Big Bend. And this traffic report is brought to you by Carfax. Shopping for a used car? Start your search looking for a Carfax Advantage dealer. Every car comes with a Carfax report. Just say, show me the Carfax. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou, especially on Mizzou Mondays this fall. Tune in this Monday night from 6 till 9 for Mizzou Monday. Live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Mount Pleasant, Missouri Wines, America's oldest wine-growing appellation. Grown and bottled in Augusta, Missouri. And the Big 550 KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
Susie Orman on life insurance.
Susie, I've got life insurance through work. That's enough, isn't it?
I don't think so. You know, the truth of the matter is you need enough insurance to generate the income to replace what your salary is in case you were to die. So if you're making $50,000 a year, chances are you need more than what you have at work. Check out Term Life Insurance.
A man, 43, in excellent health, can get a 10-year, $500,000 term life insurance policy through SelectQuote for under $27 a month. For your free quote, call 1-800-900-1537. 1-800-900-1537. 1-800-900-1537. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
If you're a business owner, who can you trust to stand shoulder to shoulder with to help your company prosper? Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. I have seen firsthand the role trust plays in team performance. And now you can have your own business performance advisor to help your company reach your goals. For more than 25 years, Insperity has helped thousands of America's best businesses succeed by putting high-performance HR and business solutions to work. Your Insperity Business Performance Advisor starts with the specific needs of your company and tailors a customized solution to unleash your business potential. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your Insperity Business Performance Advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Who does Governor Quinn call to support his policies?
Representative Dan Beiser's office.
Quinn raises taxes on working families by a whopping 67%. Dan Beiser agrees and votes yes. Quinn approves an unbalanced budget, yet leaves $8 billion in unpaid bills. Dan Beiser's okay with that and votes yes. Quinn likes the idea of taxpayer-funded benefits for illegal immigrants while slashing funding for senior services. Beiser likes that too and again votes yes. Dan Beiser's become quite the yes man for Pat Quinn.
Kathy Smith is a mom on a mission to change what's wrong in Springfield. She'll fight for families and stand up to Quinn's tax and spend policies. As our state representative, Kathy Smith will hold politicians accountable and demand they take a pay cut. She'll repeal the tax hike and benefits for illegals and get Southern Illinois back to work. Kathy Smith, finally someone who will stand up for us.
Paid for by friends of Kathy Smith.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to the St. Louis Arch, a monument to Westwood expansion that stands 630 feet tall. That would be about 1,260 geckos if we stood head to tail, vertically. Not that we'd ever do that. We'd be too busy in our never-ending quest to help save people money on car insurance. Go west, young geckos.
To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local Geico office. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Hi, St. Louis. This is the roofer for Lane House Construction. And I want to tell you, Lane House Construction is now an official sponsor of the St. Louis Rams. Also, I want to invite you to come visit us at our new Lane House Construction Party Porch. The Party Porch is a great place for Ram fans to hang out before the game. Remember, Lane House Construction is your local team for roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. And we're A-plus rated members of the BBB. So give us a call at 314-845-2166 or in St. Peter. Is at 636-724-2000 or lanehouseconstruction.com.
When we move forward, so does the rest of the economy. CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
At Jack in the Box, the entire menu is available anytime, including tacos, ultimate cheeseburgers, seasoned curly fries, and real ice cream shakes. Satisfy your late-night cravings at Jack in the Box.
Natural gas is cool.
Cool. Natural gas is used to heat things. It can't be cool.
Natural gas is clean burning, right?
Yeah.
Natural gas is easy to use, safe, and reliable, correct?
Yeah.
Natural gas is non-toxic and not harmful to us, right?
Uh-huh.
Well?
Natural gas is cool.
Learn more advantages of natural gas at mosafegas.com. A message from Mango, Missouri's natural gas operators.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
It's the Big 550 KTRS, large morning show in the afternoon, Friday edition. I'm Paul Harris, here every Friday from 3 until 6. I don't mind you coming. With Tina and Dan and Ian, and we appreciate you listening. I saw this item online this week. They have a thing on Slate, a website called Slate, called The Explainer, where they take things that people have wondered about, and people write into them and say, what's the deal with this? Where did that come from, or why is that that way? And then they go out and they research it, and they find out. So I was looking at it this week, and this is one of those things that I've seen, and we've all seen a million times. If you've ever been in a convenience store, have you ever noticed on the inside of the front doors of the convenience store, like a 7-Eleven or a Quick Trip, they all have that strip that looks like it's a height strip to measure it there.
So when somebody robs them, they can determine how tall the guy was.
Okay, that's what you think.
Yeah.
Okay. Here are the four things that they have in there that are possible answers to that. Number one is door height assessment for people delivering inventory so they can make sure that whatever they're bringing in
will fit
the clearance. Okay, that's one. Number two is to help eyewitnesses gauge the height of a fleeing robber.
Mm-hmm.
Number three is evidence gathering so that with surveillance cameras, they can tell more about a fleeing robber. And then D is crime deterrence, saying the strips don't often help the cops solve crimes, but they serve as a psychological deterrent. They want criminals to notice them, so they'll think twice about robbing the place.
Mm-hmm.
Now, which of those do you think is the actual correct answer?
Wow. I think it's the fleeing robbers.
Yeah, but either way, for the people who are there or the cops looking at the surveillance.
You were correct the first time, Tina, when you said it's for eyewitness help. It said what they originally were put in there for. It's not the idea anymore, but the original idea was to help clerks and customers gauge the height of fleeing criminals so that when they gave a statement to the police, they could say, yeah, he was 5'6" or 6'3" or whatever it is on there. But that was the original idea, but they don't want people to do that anymore because they found that when somebody goes in armed into a convenience store, you're much better off hiding and not looking to see the height of the criminal,
right?
Whether they're inside or outside the store, because if the criminal notices you IDing him, that's not going to work out that well.
Right. But in which case, this video surveillance, they could determine the height.
Exactly. But with video surveillance, they now have the facial recognition software that's so good. And the quality of surveillance cameras has gotten so much better that they don't even need that information on the door. So the now correct answer is deterrence. They just think criminals will see that and go. Now, I don't believe that for a second, because I think the average person who robs a Quick Trip is desperate for money, hasn't planned it out ahead of time, pulled up in front of the place, ran in, wasn't thinking about anything, may have been under the influence of alcohol or something else, and it was just a smash and grab. They weren't thinking to themselves, okay, let me case the place.
Yeah, they have those that shake too.
And then all you have to do is bob or jump out the door, and that throws everybody's guess off.
They're so good at the facial thing. Why do they have a hard time getting bank robbers? You know, they show it on TV. Anybody that recognizes these people?
Yeah. They still have to find them. I think they might be able to recognize them in some cases, but they need to find them. But I don't know the actual answer to your question. But I love Ian's point, which is, okay, we're going to go in here and rob this Quick Trip. On the way out, squat.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yes.
Or you have your little hoodie.
That guy was 4'10".
He was 3'2", officer.
Squat, jump, squat, jump, squat, jump out the door.
One was 4'10", the other one was 6'5".
At different points.
Yeah. It was only one guy.
Yeah. They looked like twins. I
guess the tip here to those of you criminals listening in today is, you know, go in on your feet, out on your knees.
Wear some lifts.
I'll never know who you are. Now, speaking of facial recognition software, the state of New Jersey has made a new law that went into effect this week. No smiling in driver's license photos. Now, do we have that here in Missouri?
I remember being told not
I don't
to
think
smile.
So.
Yeah.
Really? Not to
yeah,
smile?
I think uh-huh. they tell you don't smile, but I have smiled before, but they don't encourage it.
A great thing online, a guy had a full beard and a full head of hair, and what he did before he went and had his driver's license picture taken, he shaved half his beard off, and on the opposite side, he shaved half his head off.
So
looking at him one way, he just has no beard and hair. On the other side, he's bald on the top of that.
Wow.
I guess when he goes in for his mugshot after they arrest him, they got to take the mugshot from both sides.
Yeah.
But the reason that Jersey says no smiling is because of facial recognition software, which they say will help us prevent fraud from people who might come in stealing someone else's identity to get insurance benefits, or somebody trying to get out of a DUI by getting a license under another name. Now, here's the thing I would ask about that, which is our facial recognition software to the point where you can't tell that guy's smiling? It can't possibly be him.
Yeah, boy,
yeah.
And then you could tell their teeth, too. Wouldn't that be another way to identify them if they were smiling?
If they smile and you see
like
their teeth.
Like a grill or something?
Yeah. You would think that.
I don't know.
You'd think you'd be able to get that. Jeff, you're on the Big 550 KTRS. Hello.
Greatest show as usual, Paul.
Thank you.
You know, I was thinking about the strips on the side of the doors there at the convenience stores, and what we're going to see a rash of small people. I won't say the M word. We're going to see a rash of small people getting on top of each other's shoulders, putting on overcoats, walking into convenience stores, and robbing them, I'm afraid.
I think that that is a real threat, Jeff.
Yes.
I'm glad that as a public service, we can announce to all of our convenience store-owning listeners, look out for this sort of thing.
Yeah.
Again, thanks, Paul.
You're welcome, Jeff.
Check inside that trench coat.
We are there to serve you on the Big 550 KTRS.
With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland, and Tim.
Just now coming up on Highway 79, and you know what? It's wide open here at T.R. Hughes, and then can't really see yet over the treetops, but you're backed up to about 370 now, so they're either working with this accident or they have cleared it, and it's just residual backups there. It looks like, it does look like it's a little bit west of Mid Rivers Mall Drive, actually, midway between there. So you're backing up to at least 370. It may go back beyond that, but we're going going from west to east, and we're not quite that far yet. Westbound 64, that is jamming up from Clarkson all the way out to the Boone Bridge, and then it's slow again from 94 to about a half a mile north of K. Southbound 270 is starting to thin out. It's looking just a little bit slow now, south of Highway 64 down through Doherty Ferry. Downtown, eastbound 64, you're still jammed up from Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. They do have two lanes open now. And then on eastbound 270, you're slow midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florence. And this traffic report is brought to you by Missouri Lottery. Thanks to players like you, they've raised over $4 billion for education in our great state. Play it forward with the Missouri Lottery. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Tomorrow, Missouri plays its first road game as a member of the SEC when they travel to South Carolina to take on the Gamecocks. The last time these two teams played was in 2005 when Mizzou came back from a 21-0 deficit to beat South Carolina in the Independence Bowl, 38-31.
Coverage begins at 1 p.m. Game time is at 2:30. Get every pass, every play right here on your home of the Missouri Tigers, the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
If you're in the market for granite countertops, then you need to listen closely to this message. Granite Busters, St. Louis's number one local name in granite, is making it very easy to say yes. For a limited time, whenever you buy a minimum of 45 square feet of granite countertops, Granite Busters will give you a vanity top absolutely free. That's up to a $750 granite vanity top for free. Here's how it works. Choose the perfect granite slab for your kitchen. Over 120 colors and styles are on display in Granite Busters' huge 20,000 square foot double warehouse, and the prices start at just $29.99 per square foot installed. I'm talking about high quality, expert cut, 3 centimeter thick granite, not the cheap stuff. And then choose the free vanity top. It's that easy. Call Granite Busters right now at 636-282-3900 or stop in at 1752 Jeff Cole Boulevard in Arnold. Upgrade your kitchen, bathroom, bar, or outdoor patio for less with the most trusted name in the industry, Granite Busters.
I've lost so much hair, and it's so thin that I don't even want to wash my hair anymore.
I wish my hair was as easy to manage as it used to be, but now it's so dull and lifeless.
I used to get so many compliments on my hair. Now I'm embarrassed. People can actually see my scalp.
Do you wish you could turn back the clock and reclaim the hair you used to have? Would you like to regrow thicker, fuller hair? If so, we're going to send you a risk-free trial of a system specially formulated for women's hair care called Keranique. Call 1-800-600-1578. Keranique includes the only FDA-approved product clinically proven to regrow thicker, fuller hair. Plus, the Keranique system will give your hair incredible strength, softness, and shine while making it instantly effortless to manage. Find out how you can try it risk-free for 30 days by calling 1-800-600-1578 in the next 10 minutes. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-600-1578.
Hey guys, is your wedding ring too tight to put on? And is your wife bugging you to look like a married man again? This is Jerry the Jeweler, And at Don Hunter for Jewelers, I can help you have a happy wife and get that ring to fit. Mention me, Jerry the Jeweler, and get 20% off your ring sizing at Don Hennifer Jewelers in Florissant.
Don Hennifer Jewelers in Florissant, 314-921-3001. Online at DonHenniferJewelers.com.
It's like a leisurely breakfast
with a side of serious fun.
McGraw in the Morning, weekdays beginning at 6 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
All About Business airs Sunday mornings from 9 to 10. Join host Elliot Gallion each week as he brings you the latest business news and in-depth interviews. All About Business, Sunday mornings from 9 to 10 only on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, that's all for us. That's the last show I'm doing here this summer. I don't care what you say.
Wow.
Stand by for the Mizzou Countdown Show live from the Mizzou store next on the Big 550.
You got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old pal said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. Hi, dear.
All right, Dan.
Goodbye. All right, Dan.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world. Streaming live at KTRS.com.